This is the son of PCJ.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, or to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious. And that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Well, I hope that you have your nice cup of tea today, or coffee, or something a little stronger. Oh, I should put that away. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio. It's very nice to have you with us. Today, we continue this month's special program look. That makes no sense because it's not the whole month. It was only last week and this week, where we feature two classic Goon Show episodes. For those who are not familiar with the Goon Show, it was a very popular BBC radio series that ran in the 1950s, and then in the early 1970s they did a special called The Last Goon Show Ever. The Goon Show was written by Spike Milligan and starred Spike Milligan, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, Max Geldre on harmonica, Ray Ellington on vocals, and the Wally Stott Orchestra. So today we're going to bring you another one of those classic programs because they were suggested that we do this from some listeners that we have. Anyway, we're going to begin today with Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren singing their big hit, Goodness Gracious Me.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, A flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom booty boom 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 booty boom booty boom booty boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom,
like
boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My
initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes,
the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do. Oh, my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious.
How audacious.
Goodness gracious.
How flirtatious.
Goodness gracious.
It is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Peter Sellers and Sophia Loren with Goodness Gracious Me. And the song was released at the same time as the classic film The Millionaires. In some ways, I think we can call the first part of this program kind of a tribute to Peter Sellers, because we have another Goon Show coming up in one moment. Now, just a few little fun facts about Peter Sellers. Did you know how he got his job in radio? That was kind of an interesting story. I think it could influence a lot of other people out there. But think about it. You know, you try to get a job with a program director, and they're like, don't call us. We'll call you. Send us your resume and demo tape, and yeah, we'll take it from there. Of course, that means go away. I never want to hear from you again. Well, Peter Sellers was apparently getting a lot of that until he called up the head of BBC Radio, Light Entertainment, and pretended to be one of the producers. And said to the head of entertainment, you should check out this guy, Peter Sellers. Smart idea. Very smart idea. Anyway, he showed up at the interview and said, well, by the way, I'm Peter Sellers. I'm the one that called you. And as they say, the rest is history. Peter Sellers did do a number of records. Most of them were produced by George Martin, who went on to produce the Beatles. And they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun, and so many different characters. In the 1970s, he released a single performing as Inspector Clouseau, one of his most memorable characters. And we're going to take a listen to it now. It's called Thank Heavens for Little Girls, performed by Inspector Clouseau.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say, thank heaven for a little girl. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for a little girl. They grow up in the misty little bay. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing to the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would the little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for the little girls. So helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing to the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would the little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven, you know. Thank heaven, you know. Thank heaven for the little girl. Thank heaven. thank heaven. Thank heaven for the little girl. Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for the little girl. Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for the little girl. Thank heaven. What? Who's not playing the music, I say to you?
Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau, and thank heavens for little girls. As that was playing, something popped into my head. As much as I would like to say what it is, I can't say it right now. Because it isn't very PC. But next year, after some time has gone by, there's going to be a parody of that song that will be released. It's one of those things that right now I'm just thinking, you know, I really want to say, but I know that some people will probably get upset by it. It is just too funny when I think about it. If you know what I'm thinking and what the parody is, let me know. Yes, there's going to be another parody of Thank Heavens for Little Girls. If you know what the parody is, I know it's not PC. Do write us, hs@pcjmedia.com. Now, why are we running these goon shows last week and this week? Well, because a number of you wrote us after we did our program a few weeks ago that featured an edition of Hancock's Half Hour with the Radio Ham, and a number of you contacted us saying we should run episodes of The Goon Show. So we're going to do that right now. So this episode of The Goon Show is going to be dedicated to Andy Lerner. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I don't know why I just get tongue twisted every time I see it. It's not a difficult name at all. It's just my insanity and my dyslexia that ruins it. Going out to Andy in Toronto, we dedicate this edition of The Goon Show right here on your program, Happy Station.
Right, you know.
For the last time this evening at Popular Prices, we present The Goon Show.
The Goon Show.
Presenting the siege of Fort Knight.
The scene, a lonely British outpost.
Dad!
Gentlemen, the position I find desperate. As you know, I am 30,000 miles away in the very liver of Africa.
You mean the heart, sir?
The liver. This place is much further down. Depths of the jungle, the gallant British garrison at Fort Knight are hard pressed by Kurdish tribesmen. And, my dear gentlemen, more Kurds are on their way.
Kurds and way?
Kurds and way. Kurds and...
Do you want a conch punch? Gentlemen, unless this garrison can be relieved within the next 14 days, Fort Knight is finished.
Can't they hold out for an extra week?
Rubbish. I've never ever heard of a fortnight lasting 3 weeks. I mean, it's all...
I have.
Who is that? Action, action, I call for. Immediate relief.
You mean reinforcements?
No, no. They have all the men they require.
Ammunition, then?
They have plenty.
Provisions?
They've got ample.
They can't live on ample alone.
Worse still, they've nothing to cook it on.
Horrors!
Horrors!
You mean they eat?
Exactly. Raw ample. And you know what that means.
Yes, yes, I know. In a matter of days, they'll be struck down at the dreaded Neil Ergie.
Yes. They need cooking equipment.
Gas stoves.
They're no good, I mean.
Why not?
Within 48 hours, the monsoons will break.
Can't we invent them?
That is not our job. The point is, when it does break...
Yes.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
The monsoons are...
Yes. When it breaks, you see, the river will rise and the fort will be 9 feet underwater.
Dad, what's the answer?
Waterproof underwater gas stoves.
No such thing has been invented.
That is because nobody has made one. But there is one man...
One? Come to think of it, there's quite a few of us.
One man who might be able to help us.
Not Ned Sopkin.
You're dead right, it's not Ned Sopkin. It's Henry Crouch.
Without a moment's delay, I flew over to Australia by submarine. There I found my man.
Around the world on 80 cents. I traveled on, my boots were gone.
Oh, it's a knicky, knocky, knocky, knocky door.
Coming, coming.
Somebody knocking on the knocker with a door.
Yes, coming, coming.
Good evening.
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 Evening to you all.
Oh.
Evening. Evening. Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The circus is back. Oh. An elephant, mean.
I beg your pardon. I'm from the War Office.
No, thank you. We have some.
Mr. Grant, I'm Major Siegel, and I'm here on a mission.
Come and join us. Come and join us.
You've got the wrong mission. Now, Mr. Crun, you're the inventor, yes?
Yes.
Then the country needs you. Can you invent a waterproof gas stove within the hour?
A waterproof gas stove? Oh, it's going to be very difficult. Very difficult, you know. You can't get the wood, you know that.
Can't you?
No, you can't get the wood. Very difficult. Can't get it. Can't.
Have you ever built such a thing before?
Well, in a manner of speaking, no. Can't get the wood, you see. It's all very difficult.
Is there no way?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. But it will be difficult.
Why?
Because you can't get the wood.
I can get you the wood.
Ah, well, that's going to be very difficult.
Why?
I won't be able to go around saying you can't get the wood anymore.
Good. Now then, you must start immediately. Great heavens. What's that?
That's modern men playing a gas stove.
A gas stove?
Yes, Scottish model, of course.
Oh. But how long would it take you to waterproof one?
Yes, well, that depends on how much you'd be willing to pay.
We'd pay £30,000.
Yeah.
There it is. Now, where's the money?
Wait. Is it waterproof?
We'll soon find out about that, sir. Min.
What is it, Cookie?
Min, just get into the gas oven, Min, would you?
Dear, I've just been in the bar. Okay.
I'll close the tedray door.
What have you put all these potatoes in with me for, Henry?
Just in case, Min.
In case of what, Henry?
Lunch, Min.
Well, what about the roast, Cookie?
It's already in there, Min.
I can't see it in here anywhere.
I can, Min.
You devil, me.
You stop there, Min, now. I won't be long. Mr. Seagun, help me throw this into the river to just to test it.
Right-ho!
One, two, three, Min?
Yes, Henry?
Are the potatoes still dry?
Yes, Henry.
It works, sir. It works. Waterproof.
Brilliant, Mr. Crumb. I'll place an order right away.
Splendid. How many?
One.
One? Oh, dear, it's a lot of work making one. Couldn't you order less?
No, I don't think we could use none.
Pity. I can't get the wood, you see.
Very well, then. I'll take the one you just made.
Too late. It's drifting away down the stream.
Curse! You'll have to make another right away. But first, Max Gilray. Right, lads, to the bottle!
Thank you.
While Henry Crun struggled manfully with the making of another waterproof gas stove, Captain Seagoon arrived at the base camp in Africa to arrange the transport of the gas stove with a military band.
Oh, thank heavens I'm cured. Bad news, Seagoon, bad news. This heat here. Oh, the doctor says I've got a temperature, but I'm going to carry on.
What is your temperature?
98.4.
But that's normal.
I know, that's why I'm carrying on.
Oh, great work, great work. Now, how are we to get the waterproof gas stove to the garrison? Drop it by helicopter?
Impossible, sir, impossible.
Yes.
The fort is invisible from the air. And worse still.
Yes, yes.
The air is invisible from the fort.
Oh! By road, then?
No road.
Up the river?
No.
Down the river?
No.
Across the river into the trees?
No.
Why not?
No trees.
Then across the trees into the river?
No river.
By tram?
Doesn't run.
Why not?
No railway.
Could we build one?
No, the river would wash it away.
You said there was no river.
Ah, it's behind the trees.
But a moment ago you said there weren't any trees either.
Ah, but they've grown since then, you know. They just can't stand still for you, you know. I mean, you naughty man.
You made it up, didn't you?
Yes.
Wait. I remember seeing an armored train back at the depot.
Ah, yes. Now, that was a dreadful thing. Sabotaged by enemies of the Queen. Oh, that train was only armored from the inside.
And what was the idea of that?
We couldn't fire out, but they could fire in.
How was that?
Hey, what? The windows faced inwards. There's only one thing for it.
What?
We must transport the gas stove by electrified Mongolian bagpipes.
What a splendid ardour.
Thank you.
Why didn't we think of that before? Meanwhile, at fortnight...
Meanwhile, back in Australia?
You can't get the wood, you know. You can't get the
wood. Well, back at fortnight!
At the same time with Major Blodnock.
We shall have to use electrified Mongolian bagpipes.
Why didn't we think of that before?
Listeners may well remember that they did.
But meanwhile, at fortnight.
While back in Australia.
Very difficult, the wood, you know.
While at fortnight.
At this very moment in London's West End.
While on the other hand, at fortnight. Chapter 2.
Hello?
Lit on a blood knock.
What?
I give you a warning of a flow manature. If you proceed with a waterproof glass love at fortnight, I promise you meet at the last disaster. I blow up camp, poison the linking water, the doctor deleted the lamb bomb, clear the water at the salamon.
Hang on to this phone a minute.
Right.
I spend bloody all of you. I kill everything on your body. I put a dynamite in honey. I say,
hello, Blackbuck?
Yes?
All right, I've got him.
Splendid. Now get back here right away, will you?
All right.
Crun's just arrived with the waterproof gas stove.
Hurrying overland by sea, Henry Crun and his waterproof gas stove reached base camp disguised as a bale of tobacco.
Mr. Crun, you've arrived at the nicotine!
The parts of the gas stove are all marked and ready for assembly.
Hi, Ben. Gas stove, assemble! Right, Mr. Crun. There it is.
Good, 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 good. Now I'll turn on the gas and set the regulo at 3. Yeah, that's not right, is it? I think I'll try regulo 2. Let's just have a look inside the oven.
The train now standing at platform 3. For Crow, Barnsley, Finchley, Glasgow, and France.
Pardon me, fellow, but where's the taxi rank?
I'm sorry, I'm a stranger around here.
Oh, indeed. And where do you come from?
Africa.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, would you mind closing that oven door? There's a draft in the waiting room by here, you see.
Amazing, isn't it amazing? I think I can see what the trouble is. I had the regular on 5. It should have been on 2. Now let's see what we get.
Are there stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I've only got eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I've only got eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. Yes, I've only got eyes for you. The apple of my eye. Millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. Yes, I've only got eyes for you. Oh, only for you. Yes, 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 for you. I mean you.
Something wrong with the guest stove, I think.
We can't waste time like this.
You know a better way to...
We'll have to reassemble it again later on. Yeah. Right now, we must get out to the fort. There's very little time left. London! We must set off immediately.
You're dead right. We must do it today or we'll never get another chance. Eccles, get this gas stove on your head.
Okay. How far do I have to carry it?
1,000 miles.
How? Have I got to walk all the way?
Of course not. Part of the way, you'll be allowed to run.
What a kind man.
Blundock, we'll have to keep this expedition a closely guarded secret from the Emany.
Don't worry. The transport camels.
Emanies.
Are all expert linguists.
Enemy.
The transport camels are all heavily disguised as men.
And the men?
Heavily disguised as transport camels.
What a brilliant dual conception.
Was you trained by MI5?
Only as a dustman.
So that accounts for everything.
Yes.
Now then, to Fortnite. All ready?
Thus began a remarkable march of 47 days. And for march to have 47 days is remarkable.
To conserve energy, we marched lying down and only stood up to sleep.
Meanwhile, at Fortnite...
Early closing.
That night, amid the sound of jungle drums, we were confronted by a tribe of natives, all in war paint. I knew at once that I was face to face with some strange African customs.
Oh, anything to declare, white man?
Only a waterproof gas stove.
Yum bum nuk blum.
Oh.
For that you pay in ivory. Importation of gas stove, you pay 3 elephant tusks.
What, you fiendish customs officer? Where do you expect me to get three elephant tusks?
I sell you very cheap.
Oh, what do you want for them?
One gas stove, waterproof.
What luck, I've got one. Eccles?
Eccles? Oh, yeah.
Give him that waterproof gas stove. Now pick up those three tusks.
Okay. Hey, Major.
What?
He's got a waterproof gas stove.
What a bit of luck. Just what we need. I see you there. How much do you want for that waterproof gas stove?
Three elephant tusks.
Three? Eccles, how many have you got?
One, two, three.
What luck. Pay him and pick up that stove. Oh, now we've got a pair.
And we're a right
pair, too. Yes, and what a right
pair. Major Murdoch, Major Murdoch.
Yes.
News from Fortnite. They can only live on uncooked ample for another hour.
Well, it's 80 miles as the crow flies, and our crow is a sick man, I tell you.
80 miles and all through enemy lines. It means certain death or certain life.
Yes, one of us must volunteer.
That's what I say. One of us must volunteer.
Barnabas must volunteer.
Good old Echo.
No, bad old Echo.
Brave boy Echo.
No, coward Echo.
You coward.
Oh, I'm a coward.
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 Well, it's no good three cowards going.
Mr. Grant. Look, we have 1 hour in which to cover 80 miles of the fort. Any suggestions?
Yes, well, we could go by train. What number regular did we turn it to get the railway station?
Number 5.
Ah, that's it there. Well, now, open the oven door.
Need not do it, Paul. The train is standing at the station. The train is now standing at platform 7 at the gas stove. It is for 4
we're just in time. Everybody get into the gas stove and then bring it in after us. I'll get in first. Come on, Seagoon. Echo, hand me in the right side of the stove.
Okay.
Now the left. Now the top and the back. Good, good.
What
now, close the oven door from the outside and bring it in after you.
Wait a minute. Close it from the outside and bring it in after me. That would mean climbing through it when it's shut and not opening it till I get through. Oh.
Eccles, what are you waiting for?
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, very well. We'll take the rest of the oven by train, or you can get the oven door and go ahead on foot.
Make up your mind. You want me to go on my head or my foot?
Very good question. Is that all clear?
Yeah, that's all clear.
Right. Swallow this Swallow this roadmap and follow the instructions. Within an hour, we were at the gates of the besieged Fort Knight.
Wait a minute.
I'll ring.
I'll do the talking. I've got the 11 plus.
Good.
You just look intelligent.
Hey?
Not you.
Oh.
Was that you ringing, sir?
No, it was the bell.
It was the bell.
We'd like to speak to the commanding officer of the fort.
I'll just see if he's inside. Wait here.
Right. Oh!
He's a nice fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder whose side he's on.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
They're all rather busy at the moment. Perhaps if you could leave your card.
My card? Curse! It's in my other suit. We'll have to come back.
Perhaps you'd like to stay to tea, sir.
Oh, that is kind.
Do come in. You must excuse the confusion. We have the enemies of the Queen here.
Oh, are they stopping here as well?
Yes. Yes. It's all very confusing at meal times. Is that the waterproof gas stove we're expecting?
Yes. Could we connect it to the mains?
I'm afraid that would serve no purpose, sir.
What do you mean?
The gas was cut off yesterday. A little matter of a quarter in arrears. Oh,
never mind. We mustn't fail now. Eccles, open that brown paper parcel.
Okay. Oh! How are you?
Yes, I've seen the light, Captain. Hello, everybody. I heard you call.
I haven't called yet.
I know, but I'm answering in advance. Strikes answering in advance pose, with ears well forward on balls of feet.
Blue bottle, into the gas stove and connect this cylinder of gas up.
I will do that, Captain. Yes, I will. Enters gas stove and assumes crouching position within, as assumed by certain people in Bridge of River Plin. plane to South London next week. Fix his gas cylinder. Atai, can you smell gas?
Yes. Can you see who the leak is?
No. It's very dark in here.
Well, strike a match.
All right, get in that. Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Are you sure this match will not ignite the fatal gas, thereby deading me, as it has on many previous occasions?
Of course not. They're safety matches.
Thank you. Thank you for your words of comfort, Captain. I trust you with my life. I do that, yeah. I will strike a match now. Strike safety match for safety. You're waiting for me to get dead, didn't you? But I'm not going to. This week, Blue Bottle is not going to be deaded, so death!
Postman, it is a brown paper parcel for you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'll open it. Oh! It's you!
You rotten swine, you! You riddled me! Six among debris for shattered underpants, shredded boots, and 3 1-inch by 1.5-inch lumps ahead.
That's done it.
Compliments of the besieged garrison, sir. Could you make our explosions quieter? We can't hear ourselves fight.
My aim was anthropologies, but the underwater gas stoves exploded.
Oh, dear, and I had the Sunday joint already. This will mean surrender to the enemies of the Queen.
Surrender?
Surrender?
Surrender? To the enemies of the Queen?
Yes.
A splendid idea. I'll put on my card, sir.
We must go in there and fight. Give out the swords.
Oh.
Open that gate and we'll charge in. Charge! Wait. There's nobody here.
They've all gone.
I'm not a soul.
Everyone out.
What a disappointing end of the show.
Yeah.
Taxi! Oh, no.
Perhaps listeners will now believe how bad things really are in the old country. Good night. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan with the Ready to Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Screenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.
There we had another classic edition of The Goon Show, starring Spike Milligan, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, Max Geldray, Ray Ellington, and the Wally Stott Orchestra. If you enjoyed these and would like to hear others sometime in the future, maybe next year, let us know. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And we dedicate that program to Andy all the way in Toronto, Canada. Let's now have a little bit of music. We're going to take a listen to the Manhattan Transfer and Birdland.
Still preaching the rhythm. where we went to Pat Feet, down on 52nd Street. Everybody heard that word, that they named it after Bird, where the rhythm swooped and swirled, the jazz corner of the world. And the cats they gigged in there were beyond compare. Birdland, I'm singing Birdland. Birdland, I'm swinging Birdland.
Hey man, the music turns you on. You turn it
on. And dumb me on.
Birdland, the Manhattan Transfer, right here on your program, Happy Station. You can find all the latest special programs from PCJ by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Before we get to our last song today, I want to tell you about some special programs that we have coming up in the month of December. On December 22nd, you can catch our annual Christmas show. And there's actually going to be two shows at the end of the year. One show will be airing on the 29th of December. And then on the 31st of December, we're going to be doing a special two-hour live edition. And my co-host for that will be Paulette McCrory. But I will give you more details about those programs as we get closer to the date. Anyway, we still have time to squeeze in one more song. Here's Elton John and Crocodile Rock. Elton John and Crocodile Rock. Time just flies by when you're having fun. Yes, it really, really does. And hopefully you've had just as much fun listening today, as always, as we have fun putting the program together. And in answer to your question, where is it? Simon? No. The show is actually unscripted. It's really off the cuff, and I never know what I'm going to say. Like, earlier, there was something I was going to talk about, and, oh, it's just, you know, it's going to be bothering me, because I know it's not PC, and I think it's rather funny, but the time isn't right. Anyway, before we go, once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. You can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by going, as always, to our website. Oh, I don't even feel like giving it out. You probably know it by now. But if you don't, it's www.pcjmedia.com. And just to let you know, the new show for the week is updated and uploaded after the first transmission. The first transmission of this show, which is a Saturday, is at 9 hours UTC. The first transmission of this show is at 9 hours UTC, and that's for listeners in New Zealand. And it's after that the program is updated. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. Until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.